This is WLRN News. I'm Alexander Gonzalez. The city of Key West named a new poet laureate this week. Arlo Haskell does all things literature in the island city. He's an author, publisher, historian, and director of the Key West Literary Seminar. I spoke with him about the honorary role. What does it mean to be the poet laureate of Key West? What are some of the things that you want to do in this role?
Yeah, that's something I asked myself, too, when I heard that I would be the poet laureate. You know, what will I do with it? I spent a little time and I looked to the United States Poet Laureate and what their kind of mission is and thought about how I might apply that to Key West. Came up with the idea of basically raising the consciousness of people in Key West, to the reading and writing of poetry and making poetry in Key West a little bit more visible.
You're going to be serving in this role for 2 years, and in your remarks in the city commission meeting, you talked about how you almost see this as almost part of the governance of the city, and I wanted you to tell us more about what that relationship meant to you.
Poetry is a form of discourse. It's a form of public speech. You know, originally it's speech meant to be memorized and spoken in public. The best poetry, if you ask me, doesn't particularly have a political aim. It's just it tries to alter the way that the reader or the listener, you know, looks at the world or looks at language or looks at the things around him, you know, or her. It just tries to make you stop and, take a fresh perspective on things.
That was Key West writer Arlo Haskell. He was named Key West Poet Laureate this week. You can read more about this story at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Alexander Gonzalez.